Last week, U.S. District Attorney William Ehlenfeld announced the launch of an organized effort to combat addiction problems in Marion, Monongalia, and Harrison counties. It's called an Addiction Action Plan, and it's an extension of an initiative that began in the Northern Panhandle late last year in response to a resurgence of heroin use in the region. Ehlenfeld's office is collaborating with judges, lawmakers, education officials, healthcare practitioners, members of the media, and business leaders to try to tackle the region's raging drug problems from multiple angles. He says one big change that's come of the collaboration is how an overdose scene is handled.
Just within the past couple of years, an overdose scene would be treated just as a medical incident. If they died, you would call an ambulance and the person would be taken away.
Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, a member of a drug task force is called to the scene to conduct an investigation. Cell phones and drug paraphernalia are collected, as well as needles for analysis and anything else that can help definitively determine the cause of death, down to the substance, and where that substance came from. And laws have changed. Now, if somebody dies because of a drug you helped supply,
the penalties are significant. It's 20 years to life if you deliver a drug, whether it's heroin or any other drug, that causes somebody else to die.
But the Addiction Action Plan isn't just about practicing more sophisticated and targeted prosecution.
While it's very important to continue to investigate and prosecute and incarcerate the drug traffickers, we need to do more with the users and to try and reduce the demand.
Ehlenfeld's office has been advocating for more treatment facilities in the state and more ways of reaching out to community members who might be struggling.
We have started in the Northern Panhandle by putting together and launching a website, drugfreeov.com, that for anyone in the Northern Panhandle and the surrounding region, they can go to that website. It's a one-stop shop to find anything that might be available where they live, either for themselves or for somebody that they know.
Recommendations for the Addiction Action Plan committees in North Central West Virginia include adopting similar online resources. The plan also focuses on prevention efforts, largely by organizing presentations in schools.
The feedback we get and the questions we get are, it's always the greatest at the youngest age, at 10 and 11. They're looking, they're paying attention, they're nodding their head, they're asking questions that a middle school or high school student wouldn't because they're afraid to ask a question in front of their peers. How young is too young? I don't think you can talk to kids too young. As soon as they can understand it, these types of concepts, we need to be talking to them.
Ehlenfeld is also focused on economic issues. Businesses have a hard time, he says, finding applicants in a workforce marred with drug addiction. Meetings are underway with business owners to try to address this issue.
Got a lot of blank stares when I brought up the topic of working with those who have re-entered society after having been incarcerated.
Ehlenfeld says it behooves all parties to actively be a part of the solution. And for business owners, that means considering all applicants, even those who battle addiction problems.
A lot of these folks do want to work. They want to get back on track. They want to get their lives back together.
He says it's not only an investment in the community, but also in the future of the community. Ehlenfeld points to one business owner he visited in Indianapolis who hires felons almost exclusively.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars every year go towards child support because they're earning a wage. He's withholding it from their paycheck by court order, and it's being paid for the children. So if you don't care about the convicted felon, think about their children and what you're doing for them. And hopefully that child won't repeat the mistakes that were made by his father or by his mother because he has the support he needs.
Collaborations are also underway with building and construction unions. Officials from Ehlenfeld's office in Wheeling report that very productive meetings and meaningful steps are being taken in the Northern Panhandle as a result of these collaborations. Similar initiatives have been recommended for the action plan in North Central West Virginia. A full report, including recommendations and potential outlines for the action plan in Marion, Monongalia, and Harrison counties, are set to be made public this week. Plans are in place to meet again in several months to discuss progress in the region and to extend an action plan into the Eastern Panhandle. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.